am Lisa Davis, and I'm so glad to be talking about a very important issue, prostate cancer. You know, my father-in-law had prostate cancer, and I think a lot of you listening probably know somebody who did. So it's just so important to be bringing this up, and we've got a wonderful Dr. Richie, Jerome Richie, here with us, and we're going to be talking about this. Hello there, Doctor. I want to call you Dr. Richie. Hello.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning. I almost called you Dr. Jerome. So.
That's fine. That's all right.
All right, so let's talk about this. I mentioned that my father-in-law had it, and he still has to get checked regularly, his PSA. And how common is prostate cancer for men?
So prostate cancer is a very common disease. It's as common in men as is breast cancer in women. 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. If they have a family history, if they have a father or a brother with prostate cancer, they're at much higher risk. Interestingly, the African-American population is much higher risk. 1 in 5 African-Americans will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. So it's a serious health problem, but there's a lot of debate even about whether it should be diagnosed.
Really? So that's so interesting. So let's talk about this debate, because I think that my initial reaction, I have a master's in public health, I'm all about prevention, prevention, prevention. So of course we need to get everybody screened and prevent, but then sometimes you get it, I hear, and it kind of just, it's like, oh, well, you know, you don't really need to be on top of it. So how do we know the difference? Give us all the info on this.
Well, it's a real problem. There are 27,000 deaths per year from prostate cancer and 200,000 new cases identified each year. But the problem is there are different types of tumors. Not all of these tumors are aggressive. Some of them are more slow-growing, and those are the patients that would be a candidate for what we call active surveillance or following rather than treating.
I see. Okay, so give us some of the symptoms, and then tell us when somebody is going to be needing more treatment, and other people you just sort of actively just watch and, you know, keep an eye on things.
Well, first of all, there are no symptoms from prostate cancer, and this is why screening is very important. Men who have some obstruction, a slower urinary stream, getting up at nights to go is because of enlargement of the prostate, not because of cancer of the prostate.
Wow.
So the only way to really tell is to have the blood test, the PSA, and to have the rectal examination.
I see. And at what age does that need to be done?
Recommended by most of the societies is beginning at age 50. If you're African American or with a family history, beginning at age 40. But I will tell you there's a lot of debate about it. Some of the quasi-governmental agencies have come out and recommended against screening because they feel there's more harm than benefit from screening. A lot of debate about this now.
Well, where do you stand on the debate, Dr. Richie?
I think it's a slam dunk. I think patients should know their PSA. They should have their screening because it's important to diagnose prostate cancer. Our problem is not overdiagnosis. Our problem in the past has been overtreatment.
Oh, I see. Okay, and what can happen with overtreatment?
Well, first of all, there are three main treatments for prostate cancer. There's active surveillance, which means we don't think this is an aggressive prostate cancer. We don't know, but we will follow you with periodic blood tests, periodic biopsies to be certain we haven't picked the wrong disease or the wrong aggressive nature of the disease.
Mm-hmm.
Others we will treat with surgery or treat with radiation. And each of these have their own side effects, so we want to choose the right treatment for the right patient.
I see. Okay, so it sounds very confusing. You know, I mean, I just feel like if you're listening, you're thinking, well, geez, I don't know what to do. So I definitely need to get checked, and then I need to see if I'm going to be in active surveillance or if I'm going to be worked on. Now, obviously, there's different stages with other cancers. So talk to us a little bit about the stages.
Yeah, so most of the patients now are identified because of the blood test. This is a stage that we call T1, meaning it's contained in the prostate and identified by the PSA. That's about 80% of the patients that we see now. Some of the patients will have a firmness in the prostate. Most of the patients will have disease contained in the prostate. Now, the only way we know this is to do a biopsy. That's done in the office of the urologist. It's about a 10-minute procedure. And then the biopsies, the little pieces of tissue, go to the pathologist, and the pathologist can tell if there's cancer or not. if there's cancer, they put a Gleason grade on it, and this grade goes from 5 to 10. Higher numbers are more aggressive. So if it's in the 5 to 7 range, which is the majority, three-quarters of the biopsies are going to be in that range, then the question is, can I follow it or should I treat it actively? And this is where a growing number of tools are available to help the physician and help the patient make these tricky decisions.
I see. So you really need to work with your oncologist.
Correct. And there are tools. We have developed a tool called ProMark that looks at that biopsy and looks at proteins that can help refine the risk. So a patient may have a 5% risk or a 50% risk of having aggressive disease. And that will help decide, is it safe to continue on active surveillance or should I get going and have treatment, either radiation or surgery?
I see. Okay. So, you know, I just think, again, prevention, and more prevention. We just really need to keep on top of this and then, you know, work with somebody so you know what to do. Now, when did you know that this was the type of medicine, Dr. Ritchie, that you wanted to go into?
I always was interested in surgery, but I was interested in endocrine and kidney function, and so the combination of urology fit very nicely. And urologic cancer became my interest in residency. I followed through with that when I came to Harvard a long time ago and have continued to treat all of the urologic cancer patients. But the commonest one is prostate cancer, and that has changed dramatically. But the message I would leave would be you need to know about your PSA. You need to get screened. Not everybody needs to get treated. But if you don't know that, if you don't know the PSA and you don't know that you have prostate cancer, by the time it's diagnosed, it may be too late.
That is a great message to leave us with. And do you have a website as well where we can learn more?
Absolutely. There are several good websites I would recommend, the American Cancer Society, the American Urological Association. Our website at Metamark Genetics has an excellent patient information section. That's metamarkgenetics.com. And I would encourage your listeners to seek out more information, know their PSA. In terms of prevention, a lower fat diet is better. It's better for all of us. Exercise is good. Vitamin D is good. So there are things that you can do, but you really need to be aware that this is a significant disease.
Well, I want to thank you again, Dr. Jerome P. Ritchie, Chief Medical Officer, Metamark Genetics. Thank you so much for coming on It's Your Health. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure talking with you, Lisa. Thank you very much.